In this bulletin, the reopening of Australia's international border delayed until mid-December, an iconic Indigenous actor remembered as a pioneer and a force in Australian cinema. And in sport, Manchester United appoints German Ralf Rangnick as its interim manager for the rest of the season. The latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The federal government has delayed the reopening of Australia's international border to skilled workers, international students and other visa holders as it gathers more information on the Omicron variant. The border ban was to be lifted to those groups on Wednesday, but the Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly has advised a postponement until December the 15th. Authorities are still researching whether the variant affects vaccine efficacy and the severity of symptoms. The Prime Minister is to meet state and territory leaders at National Cabinet today to discuss the country's response to the Omicron variant. The Australian Medical Association says new variants underline the need to develop a network of dedicated quarantine facilities. Association President Dr. Omar Khorshid has urged National Cabinet to pursue the implementation of booster shots more vigorously. Meanwhile, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has thanked South Africa for its transparency and swiftness in sharing data about the new variant of COVID-19, saying it's a model of international cooperation that's helping to save lives.
As we speak, the global community is faced with the threat of a new, highly transmissible variant of COVID-19, Omicron. This is not the first variant, and this time the world showed it is learning. South Africa's analytic work and transparency in sharing its results was indispensable in allowing a swift global response.
It comes despite a travel ban by most countries to and from southern African nations, including South Africa. The United Kingdom is likely to expand its COVID-19 booster program to include people under 40. The independent body advising the British government has also recommended boosters be given 3 months after someone has a second vaccine dose. That halves the current waiting time. It's also advised severely immunocompromised people should be offered a fourth dose no sooner than 3 months after their third. Australia is mourning the death of actor David Gulpilil. The 68-year-old Gulpilil was diagnosed with lung cancer in 2017. His death was announced in a statement by the South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall. The pioneering Indigenous actor is known for film roles including Walkabout, Rabbit Proof Fence, The Tracker and Crocodile Dundee. 2 years after Jeffrey Epstein's death in prison, the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell, the British socialite charged with grooming underage girls for the late financier, has begun before a packed federal courthouse in New York. Maxwell faces an effective life sentence if convicted of sex trafficking minors for Epstein, her former lover, who killed himself in prison over 2 years ago. A jury was selected this morning ahead of opening statements. Twitter's co-founder is stepping down as chief executive of the social media platform. Jack Dorsey co-founded Twitter in 2006 and has been serving as CEO of both Twitter and the payment firm Square. Dorsey is being replaced in the top job by Twitter's chief technical officer, Parag Agarwal. To sport, Manchester United has announced German Ralf Rangnick as its interim manager until the end of the season. Manchester United are currently in 8th spot with 18 points from 13 games and they next host Arsenal on Thursday morning. Now today's weather, Perth mostly sunny, 24 degrees, the same for Adelaide, a top of 33, Melbourne sunny and 30, Hobart similar conditions, 26, Canberra possible shower, 25, Wollongong, a shower or two, 21. Showers also for Sydney and Newcastle, 23. Brisbane, showers tending to rain and 25. Cairns, a shower or two, 33. And Darwin, a possible storm and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.